Good evening. December 13th, 2012. This is the Pacific National Board meeting, one of the telephonic meetings for December, and welcome everyone. I'm Bill Crozier, Vice Chair of the Pacific National Board. Summer Reese called me a few minutes ago to say she was tied up in a meeting and she would be late, but she will join us maybe in 20, 30 minutes from now. So she asked me to chair until she arrives, so I'm calling the meeting to order. Athea, are you on the call yet? Can you call the roll?
Ken Aaron. Can't hear you, Ken. Ivan Altamay.
Oh, hi, it's Ken. I'm here.
Thank you. Ivan Altamay. Can't hear you, Alvin. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Ashley Bethune.
Here.
Carolyn Burton.
Present.
Lydia Brazon. Lydia Brazon. Can't hear you, Lydia. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Could folks please mute?
Kathy Davis. Can't hear you, Kathy. Revlon Gold.
This is Lydia.
Thank you. Revlon Gold.
Present.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Allie Lexa. Allie Lexa.
Here.
Theo Wagaza, present. Laura Priebus. Laura Priebus. Can't hear you, Laura. Reed. This way.
Earth.
Reed.
Earth.
Ryder.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Dan Siegel. Dan Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan.
Here.
Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Alex Steinberg. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Thank you. Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner. Can't hear you, Andrea. John Gary. Can't hear you, John.
The recording secretary is present.
Thank you. Andy Gold. Can't hear you, Andy. Kathy Davis. Ivan Altamay. Laura Priebus.
Madam Secretary, did you get Revlon?
Yes, we did.
Okay, thank you.
Laura, and Summer is late, and Andrea Turner. We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Appreciate it. I hope everybody got the agenda. It was sent out automatically by the KPFDIC server early this morning, and I sent it out last night. Do I hear a motion to... Oh, let me first get a timekeeper. Would somebody like to volunteer for that?
Yeah, this is Tracy. I can keep on tonight.
Tracy? Okay, thank you. Okay. Any objections to Tracy? Hearing none, and Tracy's designated timekeeper. Thank you. Agenda approval. Any changes?
I have a change, George.
Ms. George? Okay.
I'd like to move the time for bylaws amendments up to 45 minutes and to allow
and put a time limit on each one of them of 6 minutes. We may not need that, but that would give enough time for several back and forths of 1 minute at length if we, in fact, want to discuss them. And at the same time, it would guarantee that we'd get through them all. I propose that change then. 45 minutes all told and 6 minutes for each of the seven.
Okay, so that's a change from 30 minutes total, which was the original one. Okay, is there any discussion? Is there a second to that motion? Anyone want to second George's motion?
This is Lydia. I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion?
This is Tracy.
Tracy, go ahead.
I'm going to object to that. I don't see any indicator that we need 45 minutes for the bylaws amendment, and it seems to me to be excessive. We've all discussed them on our local boards ad infinitum. So I don't believe that the time is necessary, and it will detract from other things. So I am going to object to the change.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Can we ask George why he wants the extra time? Is there something that I'm assuming it's something we're not privy to?
It's not really. I'm not entirely confident that we're not going to want to discuss these things, and so I thought we should leave the time to do it, and also important, I thought we should make sure each one of them gets a finite amount of time so that we can go through them all together. We'll be sure of going through them. What I'm concerned about is that one or the other of them is going to be contentious, and we're going to try to argue it out, and we're going to wind up eating up the time and having to extend time and all of that. So that was it. That was my intention.
Okay, any other discussion?
This is Lydia. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we voting on this, on the bylaws tonight? This is it, right?
That's right.
Oh, well, then I definitely support George's motion.
Okay, can we go ahead and vote on this, on the amendment? Well, first let me ask if there's any objection. Sounds like maybe there was, but let me ask you, any objection to George's motion, his amendment to about the bylaws time?
Yes.
Okay. Afia, can you call the roll on that amendment? So the amendment is to allow a maximum of 6 minutes per bylaw, each amendment, and with 45 minutes total for all the bylaws amendments. If you're in favor of that change, then vote yes.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Ivan Alsame? Can't hear you, Alvin. Teresa Allen?
Bill, can you explain briefly again what we're changing from?
Above. And the agenda is sent out, it just has 30 minutes total for the bylaws amendments.
Uh-huh.
George's amendment would change that to 45 minutes total and also have a maximum of 6 minutes for each individual bylaw amendment.
No.
Mia Bediaco?
I don't even know. I pass. Pass.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
I'm not voting.
Okay. Kathy Davis? Revlin Gold? Can't hear you, Revlin. Heather Gray?
Yes. No.
Campbell Johnson?
I'll pass.
Alexa?
No.
Theo Garza abstains. Laura Priebus? Can't hear you, Laura.
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Andrea Turner? Can't hear you, Andrea. Okay. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Excuse me, Afia, this is Laura. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
How do you vote?
Campbell?
What is it?
Yes. I heard Campbell.
Okay.
Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's, and abstention. 9, 6, and 1
Okay, so the amendment is approved. Are there any other changes to the agenda?
I have a point of information, Joe.
Okay, Nia.
What time is this meeting going to end?
We do not have a designated time certain for ending the open session. But anybody can move to adjourn whenever you feel like it. It's up to the majority. Did you want to add a specific time certain?
That's why I asked, because there was no ending time on here, and we have to go to executive session.
Right.
So I would move that we end at 10:30, because for the East Coasters, we cannot be on this phone almost 2 o'clock and after 1 o'clock in the morning. That's just not right.
Second.
So I'd like to move for 10:30, time certain.
10:30 Eastern?
Second.
Okay. Campbell, second. Any discussion? Any objection?
Well, yeah. I mean, if we just made a motion to extend the open session by 15 minutes, now we're contracting the total amount of time altogether. That's a little contradictory, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't make sense. If you guys want to spend more time discussing things, then you're going to have a longer open session. That's the price of extending time.
Okay,
this is
Revlon, but you're objecting. Okay, Revlon, go ahead.
Yeah, I think so. I don't understand.
Revlon, can't hear you, Revlon. Anybody else want to speak on this on Nia's motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Campbell.
Yes, I'm very much interested in having a time certain to end it. I don't think that providing more opportunity to discuss the amendments would necessarily cause a problem on that. But certainly, if we have a time certain for this to end, then we'll be able to move to a closed session where we can engage the WPFW relocation, which is, I believe, very critical.
This is Ken on the agenda. Ken on the queue.
Ken? Great, Ken.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not really in front of a computer. I don't know what the agenda is, but it sounds like somebody's setting this up to push something off so we won't get to handle the regular items on the agenda. If we want to have, if we're throwing in more time to talk about the bylaws amendments, you can't have a hard end close to the session, ending at a time certain. The two things are in conflict.
This is Nia, Bill.
That's
okay,
it. I'm done talking.
Okay, let me see if anybody else that hasn't spoken yet wants to say anything on this. Let's try to wrap this up quickly, though, if we can. Anybody else that hasn't spoken yet?
I just made the motion. That's all I did.
Yeah, I know. I was going to get back to you, Nia. Okay. Well, go ahead, Nia.
Hello.
Yeah, you know, first of all, to ascribe motive, that violates decorum. And it's, you know, I think it's really abusive for the folks on the West Coast to want us East Coasters to stay on here all night long. I mean, granted, I am not well. That's one of the reasons why I'm asking. But even when I am well, it's just really, really abusive. We need to get it going. We don't have an IED report. We don't have a chief financial officer's report. So let's get going. Carolyn,
okay.
I'm going to tell you to just an hour. Carolyn,
hey, Carolyn.
I was at an LSB meeting in New York last night. Anir was not there, but we went until 1 o'clock, and I object also to cutting this off at 10:30. If we're going to lengthen it for the amendment, finish our business and leave it open ended. So I'm against that.
George, for the stack.
Okay, George, and I hope we can wrap this up quickly.
I call the question on this motion to change the agenda.
Thank you. Are there any objections to going and voting on it?
No, this is Tracy for the staff. I do have an objection. I wanted to say something.
Can
we
okay.
to the staff? Withdraw that for a moment?
Oh, okay,
so
what's yours?
The stack.
Revelin to the stack.
Okay, okay. Did you hear that, George?
I did. I didn't get a second, so you can just...
This is
okay.
Lydia. I was not
okay,
Dr. Paul. What?
Okay, Tracy and Revelin for the stack. Go ahead, Tracy.
Okay, this is a place for a compromise here. I understand what Campbell's saying and the WPFW is important. And he doesn't want to do it when he's unconscious. On the other hand, you guys just voted to make the meeting longer, and I think you have to take some responsibility for that. The bylaws amendments themselves have already been discussed on 4 out of the 5 LSBs, nominally for hours. And we have all had many, many, many months to review them, in addition to talking about them when we drafted them up. So I think that the reality that we have to spend 45 minutes on them is probably not there. But that said, we voted to do that. In so doing, we voted to extend the meeting. And therefore, let's compromise and do a time certain of 8 p.m., and that's a substitute. And that's
that
8
would be
11 p.m. California,
Eastern?
11 Eastern, because we have already spent half an hour on the agenda, and I'm not willing to devote more than half of the open session to bylaws amendments. That's not doing right by our 8-page agenda. And it's really
okay, we have
not fair to the stage.
So we have a substitute from Tracy to have time certain ending at 11 p.m. Eastern, or is there a second to that?
I have a question. I don't know.
Okay, I heard Carolyn second it, but is that a point of information, Lydia?
Yes, I was knocked off the call, and I don't know which motions we're discussing and what was George's motion. Okay, just clarify where we are, please.
Okay, and I'll get to you, Revelin. I've got you on the stack. Point of information tag take precedence. We're on agenda approval. Nia moved that we have a time certain for open session ending at 10:30 Eastern, and Tracy just made a substitute to change it to 11 p.m. Eastern. And so we're discussing that.
But I thought I heard something from George. Was there something?
I was going to move to close debate. Really want to waste the time to take a vote on it when it seemed like there was going to be an objection. And there wasn't a second, so I just withdrew the motion.
Oh, okay. So right now, a no vote on Tracy's substitute, then we can vote on Nia's if that prevails, right?
I'm not voting yet.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, but I hope we can soon. Okay, Revelin? And I hear traffic noise or something in the background. Somebody needs to use the Revlon. Did you want to say something? Can't hear anyone. Anybody else want to speak on the Nia's motion or the substitute from Tracy?
Can you repeat Nia's motion? I'm sorry.
Okay, Nia's motion is that we have time certain to end the open session at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Tracy has a substitute to end it at 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yes. So we're voting on Nia's motion?
Well, we'll have to vote on the substitute first. You can discuss either one right now.
Excuse me, and George, I mean, Bill, I asked to be on the stack 3 times. I muted and unmuted my phone 5 times. And I had to drop out, call back in, and I resent the fact that I didn't have time to speak on this. But let's move it.
You can speak on either the motion or the Tracy substitute right now if you'd like to.
No, I'd like for us to conduct the business. I mean, we have 20 minutes taken out of it by not having a couple of reports. So, I mean, what is the deal? It's just another stall tactic.
Okay, can we go ahead and vote then on this?
Yes.
First, we'll vote on the substitute. Tracy is doing 11 p.m. instead of 10:30 for in time. So if you're in favor of making that substitution, you need to vote yes. Please call the roll, please. Yep.
Ken Aaron?
Sorry, yes.
Ivan Alcine? Teresa, we can hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Leslie Bethune? Wesley Bethune, can't hear you, Wesley. Pardon, I can't hear you. Is Wesley speaking?
I said yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Lydia Brazan?
No.
Reverend Gold?
No.
Heather Gray?
Abstain.
Carol Johnson? Carol Johnson, can you use Campbell?
No.
Thank you. Allie Lester?
Yes.
Someone got to vote no. Laura Priebus? Thank you. Marcel Reed?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Did you want to know, George?
No, yes.
Kathy Rutherford? Hey, Tracy. Dan Siegel?
No.
Oh, sorry. I'm here to you. Yes, I just had to get off.
Thank you. Roy Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Thank you. Okay, so we didn't have any passes. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4.
I've been on this call.
6, 7, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10 no's and 1 abstention. 7, 10, 1.
Okay, so the substitute fails. So can we go vote on Nia's motion? Time certain in the open session at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Are there any objections?
I object.
Okay. Can you call the roll in, please, Sophia?
Ken Aaron?
No.
Ivan Alsame? You, Alvin. Teresa Allen.
Bill, I'm confused. What are we voting on?
There will be a time certain end for the open session at 10:30 p.m. Eastern.
I'll say no.
Betty Acro?
Yes.
Wesley Bittman? Carol Verdon?
No.
Thea Brazan?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Can't hear you, Kathy. Reverend Gold?
End at 10:30. Yes. To end at 10:30.
Yes, that's correct. Heather Gray?
No.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kelly Lester?
Abstain.
Isia Wangarza votes yes. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Summer's not here. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Wendy Ryder?
Yes.
Wilson Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
And Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Thank you. Leslie Bissman, how do you vote?
No.
Okay, I believe that's the only pass. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 yes, and one, two, three, four, five, six no's, and one, two extensions, 10, 6, and 2.
Okay, so we'll have a 10:30 p.m. Eastern time certain for open session adjournment. Are there any objections to shifting the IED report and chair's report to whenever we to after we complete a item and summary has arrived? In other words, if we're in the middle of some other agenda item that we take up the IED report after that agenda item?
Without objection.
Okay, no objection. Okay, is there any other changes to the agenda? Hearing none, then the agenda, the modified agenda is approved. Thank you. Next is minutes approval. We have minutes for December 6th, which is last week, to approve. Approve them.
This is Nia Bell.
Yeah, Nia.
There were a couple of points of orders that were missing. I apologize, Ithia and John. I just read them just before the meeting because I wasn't feeling well, so I was not on the computer. There are points of order that were missing in the open session for the affiliates not being able to vote or recusing themselves, if my memory serves me correctly. That's not there. And also, where Ken pointed out that it's the personnel committee's responsibility to interview the director, that was not a point of order. That was just said. So that should be struck.
Okay, are you moving on to amendments, or are you waiting to postpone, or what?
Well, whatever is, if Sophia and John can remember and they agree. And also another point of order was Campbell on the, I'm forgetting the term now.
This is Ken to the stack.
for approving the candidates?
Well, could I make a suggestion? Maybe it makes sense for you to write down specifically what it is, and then we postpone this till next time.
Okay.
I'm not sure we'll get the details here.
Okay.
And then can you send whatever corrections you have to, I guess, to everyone?
Yes, I will. I can promise you I'll do them at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning when you all get off this phone.
Okay. When was the next meeting? Is there any other corrections to the minutes? Is there any objections to postponing them for the next meeting?
Without objection.
No.
Okay, hearing none, then the approval of minutes for December 6th is postponed to the next PNB meeting. Okay, we'll take up the summer. Are you on the call yet? Okay, if not, then we'll postpone the PNB chair's report and IED report. Next item is bylaws amendments. And so, let's see, we approved George's motion, right? Okay, so we have 45 minutes for this, hopefully less, 6 minutes maximum. For each one. So, Tracy, you can keep time for us.
Can I ask a point of information?
Yeah, and we can just barely hear you, Tracy. So go ahead, speak up.
Sorry about that. Okay, this is a point of information for timekeeping. George was motivating his motion, he said that his intention was to divide up the 45 minutes for 7 minutes for bylaws amendments. So, if that is in fact what you intended, George, do you want time called on each bylaws amendment?
I think he said 6 minutes each. There's 7 bylaws.
Okay.
So I guess that was the
we'll
that was the
do it at 6 minutes each.
Yeah, is that correct?
That was what George said. George said 6 minutes each. That's why he said 45 minutes.
Is that correct, George?
That's correct. It was 6 minutes each.
Okay.
Any information? Carol,
yeah,
here. Yeah, I assume that we do not have to read these out loud, in which case 6 minutes is okay.
Yeah. So, I know they have been discussed in the delegate assemblies, so, and people have had 2 months, actually 3 months to read them. They've been posted since about the 1st of September on the Pacifica website. Let me just read the titles. Read the Amendment 1, reduce the size of the LSBs and delegate assemblies to 16. Is there a motion to approve that one?
So moved. It's George.
George, is there a second? Is there a second?
Teresa will second.
Okay, thank you. Can we go ahead and vote? No, I think everybody's familiar with this. And this is, again, the one to reduce the size of the LSPs and delegate assemblies to 16. Is there any discussion?
Wait, I'm sorry. Which is this one?
This is the one to reduce the size of the LSBs and delegate assemblies to 16.
I'm on my Bluetooth.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah. Like discussion.
Maybe there's no objection.
Rep to the stack.
Campbell to the stack.
Okay, who was that? Was that Revelin?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Revelin, and then Campbell.
Okay, thank you. I believe this is one that our board did not support, and I went along with that because we felt that it puts. It brings less people. I mean, we are community radio stations, and we are becoming less democratic by cutting down the amount of people that speak. I mean, the adage, the truism, is that you get quality from quantity. And at this level, we're pulling out PNB directors basically from our boards, and we want to continue to get the input and the genius that lies in our community, and by cutting it down, there are a lot of things we can do to improve the quality of our boards, but cutting down the numbers is not necessarily one of them.
Okay,
so I'm against it.
Are you done?
Are you done, Reverend?
Campbell?
Yes.
I'm done, yes.
Thank you. And in addition to that, it
we have an interest in expanding into additional communities, and, you know, cutting down the number of members on the LSB does not really do that. It doesn't do anything that I can identify significantly towards saving money. So, you know, I think that the benefits of having the same size, at least, outweigh the, what would be losses in terms of reducing the numbers, and it also would help us in so far as being able to have our committees, LSB committees, to be more active and engaged. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else want to speak on this?
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Yeah, there was quite a robust discussion of this that was across slate lines on the governance committee, where many people, or several people, also voiced the issue of diverse voices. So there didn't seem to be the same issues that are at play when you're talking about reducing the size of the PMB, because most people find either a low-cost venue or free of charge venue type of thing. I personally would like to see the board smaller. I do think that 24 is too large, but I'm here representing the people who elected me here, and the overall sense that I get is that they do feel that would hamper the community representation, and as Campbell and Revelin stated, I think that probably would be the case. And in fact, I was wanting to hear from PSW and also from KPFT, because they're the smaller stations. I said normally I would be inclined to say, you know, that electing 24 people would be very burdensome on the smaller stations. And so, although I didn't support this methodology, I still thought there was another way to do it. But from everything that I've heard from LSB members across the network, is that it wasn't greatly supported. So I will be voting against it.
Against it. This is Dan.
Dan? Is that Dan? Okay, go ahead, Dan.
So with all due respect for my friends from Washington, I believe this is a very worthwhile proposal, and the members of the KPFA-LSB, as divided as we are, we're virtually unanimous in favor of this proposal, as well as the proposal to make the national board smaller. We think that the size of these bodies, which is really larger than most people in the corporate world or the nonprofit world think is advisable. In fact, generally people feel that 12 to 15 is about as large a body as can meet productively. And I think that our experience, both locally and nationally, demonstrates that having these very large bodies just creates a tremendous amount of inefficiency and leads to a tremendous waste of time. So I think that we can, with these reductions, still maintain the diversity locally and nationally and be a more efficient organization. So I'm going to vote for this bylaw change.
Okay, Bill, we're out of time on this item.
Okay, thank you. So everybody's clear what we're voting on. This is amendment number one, which reduce the size of the LSBs and delegate assemblies to 16. Sounds like there's some opposition, so Sophia, can you call the roll, please?
Ken Aaron?
Pass.
Let's see. Ivan Alfay? Kenny Alvin. Teresa Allen? Teresa Allen?
This says yes. I'm sorry.
Nia Bediacro?
This is Summer.
Okay. Nia Bediacro?
Can't hear you, Nia. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
I'll pass.
Lydia Brazan?
No.
Okay.
Kathy David?
This is Nia at Thea. For some reason, I got dropped.
Okay. How do you vote?
I would like to vote no on the amendment.
Thank you. Kathy Davis? Lovely Goal? Can't hear you, Revlon.
No.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Alexis?
Yes.
Eugenia Wangaza votes no. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Maurice?
Pass. Come back to me, please.
Yeah, and we're voting on the amendment number one, Summer.
Thank you. I'm just double checking it. Thank you.
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Pass.
Ben Siegel? Dan, I can't hear you.
Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Then I vote yes.
Alex Steinberg? Can't hear you, Alex. Andrew Turner?
This is Alex. I'll vote yes.
Andrew Turner?
Pass.
Okay. Ken Aaron, how do you...
Yes.
Is it now today? Can't hear you. Yeah. Colin Burton, how do you vote?
I'll vote yes.
Yes.
And if you, this is Bill, put me down as a yes also.
You're voting for the chair?
Well, the chair can always vote. The chair does not have to vote, but for bylaws amendments, it's normal for the chair to vote.
Andrea Turner?
No.
If you have a Tracy, I think I passed, so you'll want to get back to me.
How do you vote?
I guess I'm going to vote yes.
One, two, three, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, no.
I counted 12 yeses.
How many yeses?
I also counted 12.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12. You're correct.
I have a question.
12 yes votes to pass. who was speaking?
Bill?
Yes, Lydia?
Yeah, I have a question. When I was off the call, I don't know, remember earlier when I had sent the question about whether APSA would have to reschedule to have another bylaws vote, and Tracy responded that it was already on the agenda. Because I've been out and about, I couldn't look at the agenda. So was that already considered while I was off the call?
No, we didn't talk about that. Why don't we get through all of the amendments first, if we can? Summer, do you want to go ahead and take over the chair? We got through Amendment 1, and we agreed to postpone the IED report until after we get through, you know, this agenda item, which would be all the amendments.
Sure. I just don't have a copy of the bylaws amendments in front of me. I was at a meeting last night. I think I can get a hard copy, but I can't find them in email anywhere.
I was just reading the number and or the title. We're not reading the whole thing because everybody's had it for about 3 months.
Sure. If you can do that, because, I mean, I was just at a meeting where they all were gone over last night, but just go ahead if you could do that, please.
Okay. So the next amendment is to reduce the size of the P&B to 17.
Before you do that, if you would, afterwards, if the vote is necessary, cover for me, I have to move my car.
Okay.
And thank you for covering for me, Bill. I was in a meeting, and I appreciate your chairing while I was off the call. So thank you. All right. Go ahead, please, if you could read what the amendment is.
Well, I'll just bring the title. It's the one that would reduce the size of the PNB to 17 from its current size of 22.
Thank you. Okay. Are you covering the is there discussion on this?
Yeah, and also, let me let you know, we also passed an amendment to the agenda to only allow 6 minutes maximum per discussion for each one and a total of 45 minutes for all of the amendments. And Tracy, the timekeeper.
Thank you. Have you been doing discussion? Were you having discussion on the previous one or no?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, we were. We discussed for 6 minutes. Unfortunately, it also takes us 6 minutes to vote. So we are now at, we will be at time for the whole item at 6:56.
Thank you. Okay, so Stack?
For what?
For Amendment 2.
Which is?
He just read it. Would you like to read it again, Bill?
Is this
the one that would reduce the size of the Pacifica National Board to 17?
You haven't been reading the entirety of the amendments for the stream?
No, it would take up the whole time. I'm
okay,
getting posted online for about 3 months, over 3 months, and everybody's talked about them. Almost everybody's talked about them at their delegate assemblies too.
Okay.
So I'm trying not to repeat that.
Okay, so this is Lydia.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. Well, the most significant objections that we saw on the PMB, there were a couple. One from an LSC member on our side. Which was addressing, you know, you reduce all the other classes, but you don't reduce the affiliate to one. The other issues that have come up is whether you do away with the requisite of.
Someone's in an extremely noisy environment with a motorcycle in the background, perhaps? If you could please mute your phones if you're not presently speaking. Thank you. Go ahead, Lydia.
We don't have either a limited two or at least, I mean, at a limited one or at least one of staff. So there is no staff representation required. Those were some of the objections. And I'm voicing those because not everybody was here, but this was one, you know, these were the things that came up on the governance committee, which not everybody, and that these are some of the issues that will be coming up at the LSB. I think there is some merit to, I personally think it's fine not to have the classes. I think that the board should be able to elect three who are the best suited to represent. But I think there is some merit, and it's hard to sell at the LSB level when two classes are being reduced
and the potential for one being eliminated from the PNB, and then leave the affiliate the same. I do applaud doing away with the at-large, however. And by the way, this is a disadvantage for the listeners when the entire amendment is not read. But go ahead.
Thank you. Other comments? Anyone else who wishes to speak for or against?
Campbell, for the staff.
Okay. Go ahead, Campbell.
Okay. On amendment number two, we did see at WPFW that it would be beneficial to be able to cut down the expenditures involved in, you know, transporting people and whatnot. The way that the number of PNB directors would be selected is something that we did not find objectionable, but we did not have a majority to the point of being able to pass it as an LSB. We had a 10-6 vote.
Thank you.
Shirley.
Revelyn, to the staff, please.
Go ahead, Revelyn.
Okay, along those lines, there are other ways if you want to reduce the amount of people who travel to the in-person meetings, including if there is more truth in reporting and interaction between the LSB and the PNB than when we come to the in-person meetings. All four people don't always have to go because the ones that go theoretically are carrying the will of the local station boards and then ferreting that out amongst themselves. So it is not the only way to cut down on expenses in terms of the in-person meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you. I guess we'll go to a vote. Bill, Afia, are you off the call? Okay, Bill, do you want to go ahead and take the vote, please? And
okay,
if you support the second amendment number two, which would limit the size of the PNB to 17 members, then vote yes. If you do not, please vote no or abstain. Thank you.
Okay, Ken Aaron?
Pass.
Ivan Alsamay? Can't hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Nia Bediako?
This is Teresa. I say yes.
Okay. Nia?
No.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
I'll pass. Come back, please.
Thank you. Rudy Brazon?
Pass. No.
Okay, Lydia votes no. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis? Can you hear Kathy? Revelyn Gold?
No.
Thank you. Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather.
Heather votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza?
No.
Thank you. Laura Privis?
Yes.
Thank you. Summer Reese, you want to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder?
Yes.
Okay, got you, George. Was that you, Marcel?
Yes.
You vote yes?
No.
Yeah, Marcel?
I vote no.
Okay, Marcel votes no. Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to pass.
Pass. Okay. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
Pass.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
No.
Thank you. Okay, passes. Ken Aaron?
I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame? Can't hear you, Ivan. Carolyn Burden?
I'll vote no on this one.
Okay. Kathy Davis? Not on the call. Tracy Rosenberg?
I guess I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg? Can't hear you, Alex. Was that a yes? I heard something in there, I think. I can't hear Alex. And I didn't hear Ivan either. Right? Was he on the call earlier? I can't remember.
Ivan hasn't been on the call.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay, well, I can't hear you, Alex. Here, let's see.
Did you call my name?
Yeah, I didn't hear you. How do you
know? I thought I said I'd pass.
Well, Anna, we're coming back and picking up the passes. You're the last one.
Oh. Gee, all right. I don't know.
It's up to you. We have 11 yeses.
Right.
To vote.
All right, I'll vote yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, yes, folks. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And no votes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So it gets the minimum number of 12 yeses, so that amendment's approved.
I'm sorry, and Bill, you say the second one is approved. Was the first one approved? I missed the vote.
Yes, the first one was approved also, yes.
The first and second ones were both approved with 12 votes each, the minimum.
I'm sorry?
Just remind everybody, it takes 12 yes votes. It doesn't, an abstention or not being here is essentially counts the same as a no.
Okay, thank you. So we'll go on to amendment number 3. Can you go ahead and read it, Bill, please, or the heading?
Okay. I'm sorry, let me get the right sheet of paper here. Reduce the size of the national committees and let the LSB select alternate members. And just remind everybody we're kind of behind time, so we need to speed up the discussion, I guess.
Yeah. George for the stacks.
Okay. Go ahead, George.
My problem with this is that it also includes a provision that we will only put one PMB member from each LSB on the committees. My feeling is that that allows the majority to basically control the PMB membership on these committees, and I think it's much more useful to have, as we have had this year, to have representatives. It hasn't been unworkable, at least that's been my experience. I vote no on this one.
Tracy, to the stack.
Go ahead, Tracy.
Well, the motion actually works the opposite way because it restricts LSBs from sending, rather than the two members that they currently send, who, you know, nominally, if you're talking about a fractionalized LSB, you get one from each side of the fence, and it in fact reduces that to one individual who more often than not would likely represent the majority view on their LSB. So actually what the motion does is tilt the committees so that the majority of the votes on the committee will reflect the majorities on various LSBs without, so it actually allows for less minority representation on PMB committees. So
Alex?
I'm inclined to vote against it too, but for different reasons than George.
Alex on the stack.
Go ahead, Alex.
I too oppose this motion, although I disagree with George's reasons for opposing it. I think the sending two directors to each committee was a misreading of the bylaws, and I hope that will be straightened out by the next PNB.